Kenyan banks have improved their accessibility to people living with disabilities by redesigning their entrances for easy access and creating special desks to serve them better, according to the Kenya Bankers Association. Despite the progress made, still more is needed to create financial inclusion for such people in employment. The association's report says only 1% of disabled people is employed in the banking sector. The acting head of the Kenya Bankers Association, Raymond Molenje, calls for the improved employment opportunities for them in the coming years.
So it's a challenge that we need to intentionally work on this, be able to see within the next year, within the next 2 years, can we move that to 2%, 3%? You know, for government, there's actually a target of, for the government workforce, every institution ought to be at 5%. So that's government by law. But as private sector, I think we need to even be far ahead of government.
Almost 1 million Kenyans live with some form of disability, according to the country's 2019 census. Seven banks in Kenya participated in a four-month-long project to understand the challenges faced by people with disabilities in accessing financial services in the country. Equity Bank is one of the companies participating in the project. The bank's advisor on diversity, equity and inclusion, Iram Bahawal, said some digital services do not tend to the needs of disabled people.
So some of these apps are not friendly to those with dyslexia. They're not friendly to those with epilepsy. They're not friendly to those with low vision, right? So looking at all this and saying some of these things are quick kills. We just need to tweak some of these back-end codes and it becomes accessible.
Julius Mbora is an advocacy officer from Inebo, an organization that empowers people with disabilities. He says such employment can improve the service delivery of banks to disabled people.
Now that they are embracing disability inclusion and bringing persons with disabilities on board as their workforce, they should endeavor to make sure that their assets, internal assets for platforms, communication, and also their service delivery should be fluid and accommodative of persons with disabilities. Because once you employ a person with a disability, reasonable accommodation is one of the areas you should look at and to ensure that there is conducive working environment for persons with disabilities.
The Banking Association and other stakeholders in the financial sector moving forward say they will focus on mobile applications, online banking, bank statements, ATMs, social media and employment software applications. Mohamed Yusuf, VOA News, Nairobi.